Welcome back to another episode of Talking Endurance and Mastery, the show that helps mission-based leaders like you build the inner endurance and mindset that you need to successfully pursue your mission. My name is Mario Minner. I'm a performance coach, entrepreneur, and endurance athlete. And today we are going to be talking about how to connect your purpose to the everyday tasks. Now, this is a really big thing that I have been working on with some of my clients recently, and it's something that's always top of mind for me. Now, this has always been ingrained in me from my dad. And so my dad was a high school football coach and a teacher, and he has just known for all of his quotes and his phrases and his sayings. And one of his go-to quotes and phrases is, "Are you mixing mud or building a cathedral?" Now, I don't know the exact story behind it, but he always just told this story about how there's two people who are, you know, working on the same task. They're working and they're building a cathedral. But the one person, they go up to him and they say, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, I'm just mixing some mud." And he's just kind of going through the day-to-day, and he's just mixing mud. They go up to somebody else who's right next to him doing the exact same task. And he says, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm building a cathedral." And so this is two individuals that are focused on the same thing, but they have a completely different connection to the purpose behind it. And which of those two people do you think is going to be more successful, more effective over the long term? Clearly, it's the person who is more connected to their purpose. And I think it's almost easy to understand in an illustration or a story like that. And it's a little bit harder for us to put into practice, but I want to share a couple of ways that you can do that today. Now, this is actually really important because you may be familiar with the concept of grit, and grit is passion and perseverance for long-term goals. And grit is one of the most important attributes that you want to have if you want to be successful, because there's a whole book on it, there's a TED talk, and they've studied this. Grit is the number one indicator of success. And so one of the components of grit is actually purpose. And what they found is the individuals who were more connected to their purpose on their daily work were the ones who had a higher grit score. And so with that as the background, this is also something that's been coming up with my clients, and I want to share some takeaways from that. So one of my clients has been working, and he does an amazing job as a financial advisor in the financial industry. But one of the things that we've been working on is how he starts to just worry, and he focuses on himself before client calls. And that creates this fear of, like, I don't know what questions they're going to ask. I don't know how prepared I am. What if I don't know exactly what to say or what to do? And he just focuses too much on himself. And so when I asked him, "Well, why do you actually do your role in your career in the first place?" we started to come up with some answers, and we started to realize that this isn't just a job for him. This is a calling from God. And he views it as kind of his way of, like, using his strengths and something that he's really good at to help others and ultimately, like, to glorify God. Because when he's using his strengths, his God-given strengths and his abilities and doing that in a good way to help other people, then he feels like that's his way of almost glorifying God. And so it was then, once I asked, like, "Why are you actually doing this?" that we started to recognize this isn't just about, like, some worry that he has about himself. There's a greater purpose behind this. And then ultimately, once we identified that, I said, "How can you be reminded of this on a daily basis?" And I knew that he was a former athlete, and he was a really good basketball player in high school and even into college. And then we started talking about, what was your pre-shot routine before you would shoot a free throw? Because every single basketball player that shoots a free throw has a pre-shot routine. And that pre-shot routine is the exact same every single time you shoot a free throw. And the reason why we have routines is because it helps us almost build that muscle memory, helps us get in the right mindset, and increases our chances of success. So what is your pre-shot routine before you have one of these calls where in the past you would be worrying about it? And how can you incorporate purpose into your pre-shot routine? And so when we started talking about that, one of the things that he talked about is he wants to focus more on serving his clients and focus on how he can specifically help them before he actually gets into the call. And so the strategy that we came up with is he wrote down service over self on a sticky note on his monitor so that every single time before he picks up the phone and he calls one of his clients where previously he was worried about it, he can see service over self. He can close his eyes and he can focus on the client and how he's going to help them. And then he can pick up the phone. And since he's been doing that and he's been connecting his purpose to his everyday tasks, he said that he's been feeling a lot better, a lot more effective, and it's helping those calls go better. So that's just one example of how he's been able to connect to his purpose with those everyday tasks. Now, another client, this has been coming up, and he is also in the financial industry working as a trader in a big firm in Chicago. And the thing that he was kind of curious about that we've been working through is he doesn't feel like his work on a day-to-day basis is actually connected to his purpose. His work is all about making the right decisions and making money. His purpose is all about connecting others and underprivileged individuals through sports and competition and music. And he's like, I just don't even see how these two things, how my everyday work is even connected to my purpose. And because of that, as I'm going through my day to day, I'm just not feeling super connected or not feeling fulfilled by it, even though he's really good at it. So we started to talk through that and I started to ask him, well, how can your everyday role connect to your purpose? I just asked that specific question because when you ask that question, it starts to open up a lot of different possibilities. I asked him to journal on it and reflect on it. And since then, he started coming back with a couple of strategies about how he could tie his performance to work and the revenue that he's bringing in and the income. He can start to build a fund that can then lead to those same communities, that can fund some of the events that he puts together, that can start to support individuals who have a really good purpose that's aligned with his, but they just need the funds. And we started talking about what are all the potential ways that he can start to do that. So that's just another thing that has been working for him of how to connect your everyday tasks to your bigger purpose. And honestly, like I have been thinking about the exact same thing as I'm really starting and not starting, but really like going all in on my own business. How can I make this bigger than myself? How can I make it not just about me? And that's where I have been thinking about what are the charities that I want to support and how can I connect my profits to donations with those charities? And so this is something that through working with my clients, through that concept, I have been thinking a lot about. And so as I bring it back to you, if you are the type of person that's trying to do a better job of connecting your everyday work to your purpose, I just want to ask you this question of like, when it comes to your work, why are you doing it? What is the mission behind your work? And how can you be reminded of that more frequently? Maybe it's writing that sticky note, writing your purpose down or your intention on a sticky note and having that visible in your area. Maybe it's journaling on how you can connect your everyday work to your purpose. Maybe it's thinking about what does that pre kind of call routine look like for you? How can you connect who you're helping and what your purpose is with the everyday task that you're doing? Because I can virtually guarantee if you're more connected to your purpose in the everyday work, you're going to have a higher chance of success. You're going to last longer. You're going to play the long game. And ultimately, you're going to be more successful and more fulfilled in the process, which is ultimately my goal, is to give you the tools, the strategies, and the guidance to become your absolute best. And so that is what I have for today. I hope that that helps. And I hope that this is something that you can take forward that can inspire you, that can bless you and help you become your best. And I want to close it out just like I always do with and remind you that with grit and gratitude, you can do anything.